What's up, everybody? This is Jake, and this is The Salt Farm. Today, I want to have a conversation about something that's a little controversial. I saw something on Facebook recently, and I shared it with friends and family, and it really does get me thinking, and it really does get me kind of, I guess, frustrated because people tend to blame the wrong people for certain things in this world, and frankly, I'm kind of tired of listening to it because we see it all the time, and we hear it, and it's just this thing that I want to talk about. I want to talk about minimum wage workers. Now, I know what y'all are thinking. Oh boy, here we go. My perspective and my viewpoint on the subject has always been very controversial, and it's always been a little bit like slippery slopey just because of my perspective versus other people's perspective. So when I think of minimum wage work, I think of someone who I wouldn't per se lacks skills, but someone whose skills or skill set, better yet, has not been developed to a point where they, I guess, would deserve or they've earned a wage that would be, I guess, more than the minimum wage, right? Because minimum work deserves minimum pay, correct? That's not to discount the fact that someone's still not grinding and someone's still not working, right? Because I'm a firm believer in a fair wage, depending on where you live, that still like allows you to pay for your basic necessitated needs, which would mean, you know, cost of living and, you know, your bills. And then maybe a little extra on the side because you still need to buy groceries and you still need to do things that, you know, we got to eat kind of thing, right? So again, the subject's controversial because I saw a meme recently, or I guess a post that said something. Let me go read it again just to confirm so that I don't, you know, falsify or share anything or say anything that's not, you know, accurate to the depiction of what it said. So the post reads, "Everybody mad about burger flippers, in quotes, making the same as them should be overjoyed. They can leave their super difficult job and flip burgers since it's so easy." Now, here's the thing. I've never worked in the food business. I don't have any, I guess, like real world perspective on it just because I've never been in that position. However, I have worked minimum wage jobs in retail and can tell you firsthand that that job was one of the hardest jobs I ever worked. Now, let me explain as to why. For one, there was always things that needed to be done. It was a very busy work environment. You were always on your toes. There was it was fast paced. There was always this constant need for something to be done. You're never standing around. I was a dealer, a table games dealer, and there were hours, maybe even 8-hour days where I would sit for 6 or 7 or maybe even 8 of those full hours on a dead table where you would just stand there and get paid to literally do nothing but look pretty. I got paid above minimum wage for that job. I made above minimum wage for that job with tips. When I look at, okay, this job versus this job, which one should have paid more? The argument kind of stands where you sit there and you go, okay, so working retail probably should have paid more. But here's where that argument kind of comes into fruition with the counter argument is that job didn't require me to go to dealer school and learn how to deal table games. So me learning an asset, me learning a skill and taking 8 weeks to do so was more work in the process to get to where I wanted to be, right? So there was still a skill that was built so that I got paid more, so that I had this asset under my belt, right? When you actually get into that job, it can become a little easier. I've seen people that get to sit at desks all day and they make more money than people who deal with crappy customers and the fast-paced work environment of fast food and or retail, right? Or even any other minimum wage job. But what people get mad about is the wrong thing. And I've talked about this before during the pandemic. I didn't talk on the podcast because I just recently started this, but there was controversy about how people who were on unemployment were making more than people who were still working through the pandemic. Let me explain something, and this is my perspective on it, and it's not even really, at this point, it's not even my perspective. This is just the truth. If you're not paying somebody more to work through a pandemic and someone who's sitting at home and collecting unemployment benefits is making more, that is not the person who's sitting at home collecting unemployment's fault. You need to look at your employer and you need to go to them and you need to ask them why that is. This has nothing to do with people who are not, in quotes, willing to work, because people get mad at the wrong things. You want to sit there and you want to get mad at the guy who's collecting unemployment benefits. Of course that you know, of course he's going to do that. If I can make, you know, $1,000 a week sitting at home collecting unemployment benefits versus only making $1,000 every 2 weeks at a 9-to-5 job, it's a no-brainer. If I get to sit and do nothing and I'm doubling my income, who's not going to do that? It's natural human nature. Ask your employer that question. It isn't the job of people who sit on unemployment to explain that to you. And people got really mad, and it was this huge controversy, and everybody was like, well, why does this guy get to make more than me? I don't know. I don't have the answer. Your employer does. I have the answer to some degree. And the answer is greed. Companies, they want to pay people minimum wage so that they don't have to, you know, they can cut costs of things, and they can, you know, pay people to just barely get by and or not even get by at all. And then they're still, you know, making max profit, especially during the pandemic, where profit was at an all-time high, especially at, you know, with the pitfall of it or afterwards, right? Or kind of, I guess, the blow up of the economy after, which is another reason why we're seeing such high prices now, is because there was a huge blow up in the economy. People correlate high prices and stuff with bad economy as well. And the reality of that situation, again, whole different subject, is that it's actually, in a weird way, it's a good thing that that's happening. Sure, it sucks. It's expensive to live. But at the end of the day, the economy's booming. People are buying things. It's what people like. It's what we wanted from the get-go. You know, the economy went into this huge, I wouldn't call it depression, but maybe it is a good way to put it, where people weren't buying a lot of things because they were sitting on their hands waiting for the next shoe to drop, right? And so people were collecting unemployment and or, you know, working their, you know, mandatory jobs and then sitting on their hands and saving their money as much as they could, because we didn't know whenever we were coming out of this pandemic, and people didn't know if they were going to still be employed the next day, right? You know, it all makes sense to what's happening right now. Now everybody's like, okay, the pandemic's kind of slowed down. It's kind of, you know, the flare-up has kind of gone down. You know, people are getting vaccinated. There's a lot of good things happening with it. And now we're seeing this huge economic inflation because the economy's on fire right now, because people are literally going out and spending their hard-earned cash that they've sat for, you know, at this point, you know, roughly 2 years accumulating. People are buying cars, people are going to buying houses, people are, you know, buying more groceries for their families, people are doing things that, you know, they wouldn't normally do. And it's okay. It sucks. And at some point it will calm down. There will be a bubble that pops like usual. We've seen these kind of economic issues in the past. Blah, blah, blah. Again, this is a whole different conversation for a whole different podcast or a whole different day. But right now, like I said, I'm still going to talk about this minimum wage. Companies, they'll pay people the bare minimum for bare minimum work. Now, again, is it really bare minimum work, though? Because if we're sitting there and we're watching somebody who works in the restaurant business, or someone who works retail, or someone who does these things that some people, in my eyes, would necessitate or not even necessitate, I guess, consider minimum wage work, then really we're, as a society, we're kind of failing them too, because there's a lot more that goes into that. And then people would get frustrated because it's like, oh, well, if you don't want minimum wage work or pay, then, you know, then get a better, you know, get a better job, right? And, you know, and get not minimum wage pay. Okay. Now people have done that. During the pandemic, people took advantage of some of the, you know, tuition assistance programs that were going on. Some of the people took advantage of some of the money they were getting, you know, during unemployment. And they took that money and they used it to take online courses and learn a new skill or a new trade. And then they went out into the world once the world finally, you know, opened back up. And they did. They went out and they got better jobs and better pay. Well, now the downfall is that now you don't have people who want to work minimum wage jobs because they know their worth. They know they can get more, right? But at the end of the day, now you have these companies, you know, like fast food restaurants such as McDonald's or Taco Bell or, you know, or Panda Express or places. And I say Panda Express because I saw, you know, Help Wanted at Panda Express the other day. And you just see all these places that are just desperately and always hiring. And always hiring means always firing. And that means that the turnover rate's incredibly high, which means people either are leaving or they're firing people. Now, there might be legitimate reasons as to why people are getting fired, and there might be legitimate reasons as to why people are quitting. But here's the thing. Most of the time, people are quitting so that they can get better jobs, so that they can get better pay, so that they can buy more things, obviously, and so they can pay their rent or they can buy better things. My point with where I'm going with it is now we have this huge, what is illusion of a labor shortage. No, we have a minimum wage labor shortage. And we have companies now that are offering, you know, $2 to $3 above minimum wage just to get people in their building and working for them. I'm okay with it. I think people need to demand more pay. We need to have higher minimum wage, or we need to find ways to keep the costs down all while we're raising minimum wage as well. But the problem is as I've talked about before, we have this treadmill situation where you raise the minimum wage $2 to $3 and then a carton of milk goes up $2 to $3 and blah, you know, the list goes on and on of everything else that goes up with it, right? But that's where it's horse shit, because you want to sit there and tell me that these companies aren't making max profits now with what they're paying people. And if they raise the hourly wages of these people $2 to $3 more, it's not going to hurt anybody. And then you have the argument, okay, well, then it should scale. The people who are making, you know, $20+ an hour, they need to, you know, they need to pay us $2 to $3 more. You're right. You have valid points there. But there's still argument to that that would say, so why are we paying people minimum wage for minimum wage jobs? If they're so easy, then why doesn't everybody just strap up and do that instead of doing this 9-to-5 harder work, or what you describe as harder work, right? I agree. There's some jobs that have skills that people who work fast food don't have. And then I agree that there are people who work fast food that have skills that people who work a standard 9-to-5 job beyond that stepping stone, that they don't have, right? It's kind of this trade-off and pros and cons situation, right? And this subject is very controversial because, as I said, I think that people who work those minimum wage jobs don't get the recognition they deserve and the appreciation. And so we get people complaining at them constantly. We get people bitching and moaning about, oh, there's not enough workers now and I can't get my, you know. Okay, well, too bad. You told people to go get better jobs. You told people to go and get better jobs than minimum wage. But now when you want to go get your, you know, your chicken nuggets from McDonald's, or you want to go get your burrito from Taco Bell, now you're going to have to wait a little longer. And now you're also going to have the quality go down, probably because you have people that go in there and they're not as skilled and they're not as trained. And now these companies are losing huge, you know, experienced workers. Because for one, the layoff rate was so high, and then a lot of people, as I said, had moved on from that minimum wage job and said, well, screw it. If you're not going to pay me this amount, then I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to quit and collect unemployment, or I'm going to get fired intentionally and collect unemployment. It's not unheard of. It wasn't unheard of. It's still not unheard of. If you want people to do better and you want people to, you know, continue flourishing in this world, then you have to pay people properly for the kind of work that they're doing. Customer service jobs are the worst kind of jobs on the planet, and people get paid bare minimum to do them. It's not a fun thing. They're not easy at all. And I will tell you right now, firsthand, that I think that what I do now versus what I did would deserve more pay than what I get now. But again, I've developed a skill set. I've learned things that I wouldn't have learned if I kept working my minimum wage job. I have experience now so that I can blossom and do better, right? Overall, maybe not from the standpoint of what I get paid, because it's not all about what you get paid sometimes too, which again is another kind of slippery slope or argument that I, as I stated in the beginning, we have this mindset that, well, if I'm getting paid $40 an hour, but I'm flipping burgers, that I'm doing well. Well, the bar can't be set that low, right? The bar's got to be set higher. We have to set our standards for people higher, right? Or so we think. So we think that we have to set that bar higher. I know people who work retail. I know people who work jobs that, in quotes, wouldn't matter to the general population now. But like I said, we complain constantly about how we want people to get better jobs. We want them to do these things. But then as soon as they do that, it's this huge, huge issue. And we have this cultural whatever that we've built in this country where we think that it's okay. And the problem is it's not even about what we get paid anymore. It's about the cost of living and how relative it is to what we get paid. Not only that, but you have other countries that have universal health care. Our jobs in this country, we rely on them so that we can have, you know, health benefits. We rely on them so that we can, you know, have the nice things that we have. Other countries, we don't have that problem. Now, again, this isn't to bash the United States of America. This is to, I guess, get recognition where recognition is deserved. And it's kind of a PSA in a way. Stop dissing on people who work minimum wage jobs. Stop sitting there and acting like you're this higher up or you're better than them. Sure, you make more money. Sure, you could argue that you've built a better skill set than them. But everybody's just getting started and everybody has to start somewhere. And sometimes you have to take a step back and you have to do things for the minimum pay so that you can gain those skills so that at some point you can hopefully build a better life for yourself. But we sit there and we constantly are bashing people because they do these things. And it's like, well, would you rather them not work? Because I know that whenever people didn't work, we had people bitching about that too. So we can't win in this world. We have this group of individuals that get mad at people for not working. And then we get people, or this group of individuals who get mad at people who work better jobs. And that's that same group, by the way. And so it doesn't make sense. So would you rather people not work at all, or would you rather people go and get better jobs? Because as soon as they get better jobs, people get angry. And they get frustrated because, oh, well, now I can't get my Starbucks in 10 minutes. You know, I get my Starbucks in 15 minutes. And of course, I'm exaggerating. But you get my point. Now things are taking longer. You have people who, again, are not able to keep people. You know, the retention rate is really low. And then, like I said, you have this huge issue of turnover and these people who are moving on to get better jobs. And I encourage it. But again, ask your employer why. Ask them why you didn't get paid the same amount as someone on unemployment, if not more. Because those people, they deserved that. They deserved more whenever they were working the mandatory jobs. And I give kudos to the people who worked through the pandemic. Good for you. I was not one of them. I got laid off from my job. I really appreciate it. I do, because there were times where I went to the grocery store and there was someone to check my items. There were times where I went and got coffee and someone was there to make my coffee. And there was other services that were used that I can't exactly recall at the moment. But there were times where I was like, man, these people are working through this pandemic. Health workers, number one, and they're still underpaid. And they went to school for years. Next to doctors, or besides doctors, the nurses, the real heroes that are on the front lines, they were the ones that get the shit into the stick. It's really bad. And I think that we need a huge reform with that. Because why does a nurse not deserve a lot of money? Or a good amount of money? If anything, they deserve more than a doctor. From my experience, they do way freaking more. But like I said, this isn't to bash anybody. This is just to kind of gain awareness of this. This is going to be kind of a mini episode. I'm going to wrap this up here. But at the end of the day, this is where I'm at with it. We need to, as a society, we need to look in the mirror. We need to look at why we're getting paid what we're getting paid. And we need to understand why we're underpaying people who do more. Because once again, as I said with the quote that I had said at the beginning, if it's so easy, then why doesn't everybody do it? People get mad because people are getting paid $15 an hour to go work at McDonald's. Who cares? If it's such a big deal to you, then go and do it. If your job is only paying you $16.50, or your job's paying you $18, or a little bit above that, then why complain? That's a question to ask your employer. Why are you getting paid only a little bit more than the guy who, in your opinion, is doing less than you? Think about it. Ponder it. Really start to question it. And if you're really passionate about it, then go out and do better. And from the standpoint of go and talk to your employer or get people together and strike against your employer. I don't care what it takes, but figure it out. You're getting mad at the wrong people. You're getting mad at the wrong thing. Oh, Jake, it drives costs up. No, it doesn't. Companies are making record profits right now, and the price of everything's gone up just because people are greedy. Don't sit there and try and slander that either. Because I know people will come at me and say, well, Jake, you don't understand. if people raise the prices, then, or they raise the wages, then the prices go up, and that's why we are where we are. No, it's not. No, it's not. Companies are still making plenty of money. Companies were still making plenty of money. They've just decided that they want to make this facade, and they want to put this persona up that, oh, poor us, we're not making enough money. We can't pay our people a decent wage. Stop. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It gets to a point where it's so tiresome to listen to because it's the same stuff, different day. I don't feel bad for multimillionaires. I don't feel bad for multi-billion or multi-trillion dollar companies. Those days are over, and neither should you, and neither should anybody else. But you know, that's about it. I'm done talking about it. This is kind of a mini episode. I'll probably release it sometime this weekend. Maybe release it alongside the episode on Tuesday. Haven't decided yet. I'm going to go edit this, and I'm going to release it. But ponder it. Really ponder it. Look at the right people. Hold the right people accountable, and then go out and figure it out. Stop getting mad at the people who are doing the things that they need to do just to get by. And by the way, even doing that, they still can't get by. I feel for them. For those of you who work minimum wage jobs, for those of you who do service jobs, for those of you who have waited on me at a restaurant, thank you so much. And I truly mean that, not being condescending whatsoever. I really do mean it. It is, you are the heroes that work the front lines. You deal with the most bullshit and you hear the most bullshit, and you're so underappreciated. And people just step on you all the time. And then they, on top of people stepping on you at your job, you get the constant reminder that you're not enough. Fuck the haters. Fuck the haters. This is Jake. This is the Salt Farm. I hope y'all have a great weekend and a great rest of your week. Peace.